Banks, credit card companies, and other financial institutions will soon be keeping a closer eye on how their customers move money around. The U.S. Treasury Department issued new rules today requiring the financial services industry to be on the lookout for suspicious transactions. As NPR's Scott Horsley reports, the new requirements are part of a broad effort to combat money laundering by terrorists.
The federal government has long required banks to report big cash transactions in an effort to foil drug traffickers, but the war on terrorism has raised the government's interest in money laundering to a new level. The new rules issued by the Treasury Department today apply not just to banks, but to credit card companies, mutual funds, and wire transfer services such as Western Union. Washington attorney Brian Smith, who's been working with affected companies, says while some are well prepared, others are likely to be caught off guard.
Many of them are not typically regulated, and they don't typically follow the development in these laws. And so some companies won't know that they're due to comply until it's too late, and others only will begin right now to try to comply, and it'll take a while for them to do it. It isn't an easy task.
The new rules say firms must train their employees to detect possible money laundering and establish policies to limit the opportunity for criminals to disguise the profits of illegal activity. Each firm also has to appoint a compliance officer and arrange for an independent audit. Smith says the basic idea is that financial companies should know their customers, verify their identities, and keep good records of their transactions. He says for some firms, that will be a big adjustment.
There are some types of institutions like money transmitters where they have prided themselves for many years on the anonymity. So they don't even ask, really, to prove the identity or to indicate where the money may have come from or where it's going to go and for what purpose. So this will be a cultural change.
Congress authorized the new rules when it passed the USA Patriot Act shortly after September 11th. Investigations since then have shown that terrorists use wire transfers to move money around and credit cards to help pay for their activities. Of course, lots of perfectly innocent people use wire transfers and credit cards as well. Ed Merzwinski of the U.S. Public Interest Research Group worries these people's financial doings will also get caught up now that the federal government is demanding a wider and finer net.
I'm very concerned that privacy is going to fall victim to the anti-terrorism response. I think we can have security and privacy as well in this country, and I think that's really what the American people want.
Merzwinski worries that as a result of the anti-money laundering effort, credit card companies and others will be collecting vast amounts of data about their customers. To offset the cost, some may be tempted to use that information for commercial purposes. While the information may help marketers penetrate people's privacy, Merzwinski is skeptical it will do much for national security.
What you and I do with our credit cards, what others do with their wire service accounts, what does that have to do with fighting terrorists? It's resources spent collecting a lot of information that could be abused and that probably won't stop terrorists.
The rules issued today take effect tomorrow, although some industries will get a 3-month phase-in period. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.